俄罗斯近几个月来在与乌克兰的边境部署了10多万兵力，引发了外界对俄罗斯可能入侵乌克兰的担忧。莫斯科要求北大西洋公约组织停止在欧洲的扩张，美国则坚持要求俄罗斯撤出部署在乌克兰边境附近的军队。苏联解体之后独立出来的乌克兰，不顾莫斯科的反对，积极申请加入北约。美国国务院负责政治事务的副国务卿卢兰星期二敦促俄罗斯走外交的道路。
Russia now has a stark choice to make, whether to take the path of diplomacy and dialogue or instead seek confrontation and the massive consequences that that will bring. If the Russian government further invades Ukraine, further destabilizes Ukraine, we are ready and aligned with our allies and our partners to impose severe costs.We will respond with massive economic measures.
由美国国务院常务副国务卿谢尔曼所带领的美国代表团，本周一在日内瓦与俄罗斯官员举行乌克兰危机以来的首次安全对话。但是，双方的外交努力并未破解僵局。
And the idea was for the United States, in our hope, the Russian Federation, to come with viable.Practical, reciprocal ideas to put those on the table and to see if there were the potential for progress. We did not intend this to be a forum, where certainly decisions were reached, where any breakthroughs, could be achieved or really even contemplated.
在公开场合，美国官员表示愿意举行会谈，讨论俄罗斯的一些要求。不过，在私下场合，华盛顿和其他地方的官员表示，俄罗斯的一些要求要么不可行，要么与西方的价值观背道而驰。以上是美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香从华盛顿所发来的报道。